and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Jillian Harris, the Bachelorette, at one point. And it all went bad for her. That's too bad. I feel bad. Anyway, she's doing all right for herself. Where is she? Vancouver? I think she's in Vancouver.
Something like that, yeah.
Her thoughts on the Canadian Bachelor. And also, will she be hosting the show? That's the other big rumor.
Jillian.
Hello. Good morning.
What up? Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys. Good morning. What's up?
You sound off.
I love you. You know, I love you when I wake up this early.
You sound so perfect right now, Jillian.
Oh, I know. This is my morning raspy.
What did you do last night?
I am in Vancouver launching the Peony Prize Home. And, I don't get to Vancouver very much. Well, you know, us girls just decide to have a couple, you know, a few glasses of wine-ish. You know what I mean?
Ish. Glasses or bottles?
Well, bottles.
How much time did you and your drunken girlfriend spend talking about The Bachelor last night?
About The Bachelor or with The Bachelor? Because both is about zero time.
Really? What do you think of this guy that they've picked?
I don't know him from anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I have no idea. But I do think, on paper, for a girl who's a hopeless romantic, he sounds perfect. I think that they could have done a better job picking out his outfits in his promo shots.
Yeah.
Because they're very cheesy. But, I mean, he's The Bachelor. I think he's going to be great. And I think for all the girls in Canada who are hopeless romantics and are looking for a dude, I think that they're going to like him. He might be a little too cheesy for me. But
now, Jillian, for somebody who's been on The Bachelor before and, of course, being The Bachelorette, what kind of advice, if you could give advice to Brad Smith, who is the Canadian Bachelor, what would you give him going into this process?
I mean, I honestly don't think, I think being through it. I think, you know, whenever I talk to people, especially in media, they're always like, oh, Ed was such a tool. You picked the wrong person, obviously. And I actually really don't think I did. I think if I were to do it all over again, I would still pick the same person. Like, it sounds very cliche and very cheesy, but I followed my heart and I would do it all over again. And I think that when you overthink it, that's when you end up picking the wrong person. I think you pick the person you think you're supposed to be with. It isn't about the advice I would give him while he's on the show. It's about after they're all done. I think when you're all done, that's when every girl in Canada is going to want to jump his bones, and he needs to restrain himself and like make sure whoever he picks that person knows that they're the only person.
Hey, what was the? There was a lot of rumors that you were going to be hosting this show. That's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it was a great idea, but. Yeah. It's kind of a little bit off-brand for me. Like, I've been so busy working on my sort of design career and, you know, Canada's Handyman Man Challenge. And just between me and you and everybody else that's listening, I'm working on another deal, another show that I'll find out in about a week or so. So, for me, it was like, I was flattered to be considered. But, A, I'm pretty sure they would want a guy. Let's just think about this. What would I even wear? Like, would I wear a rose ceremony dress every time what I wear?
Hell yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's why not?
No, it would just be weird.
Repeat after me. I'm Jillian F. and Harris.
I'm Jillian F. and Harris.
There you go. You wear what you want, girl. Hey, what do you think of Chris Harrison and his wife separating?
Oh, you know what? I don't have much of an opinion on that because he's a dear, dear, dear friend of mine. Like, I'm very, very sad. And I think whenever somebody that you really care about and love goes through a divorce, I think it's really sad. And I just hope the best for them because I love him and I love Gwen so much.
The rumors that are going around is that he was messing around with somebody on the show. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, people are going to talk, right?
Yeah.
Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one.
Again, I'm Jillian F. and Harris.
Hey, what's the project that you're working on right now that you can't really give too much detail on? Is it a design show? Is it a makeover show? Yeah?
Yeah, it's a design show.
I got to hook up with you and do a show.
Yeah, please. And then, why don't you just hook up with me? That sounds more fun.
Yeah, okay. I'll hook up with you. And my girlfriend's listening.
Yo, shout out to Ross's girlfriend, Catherine. Hope you heard that.
But Catherine would understand. It's Jillian F. and Harris that we're talking to.
Hey, Jillian, for your home design show, you want to come over to my condo and help me hang my Scarface posters in the living room?
Yeah, I'm not too much about the Scarface posters, but I can help you do something with them for sure, but I'm probably not going to be hanging them.
Mocha, Jillian, lives with his girlfriend now. And Mocha is upset because his girlfriend won't let him hang 3 Scarface posters in the living room.
2 in the living room, 1 in the kitchen.
No, it's not happening. I don't blame her. It's not happening.
There you go. Done.
You know what, Mocha, let's just get one thing clear. When you decide to get soft and move in with a girl and you decide she is the one, that is the point in time in your life when posters no longer belong on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Time's come, my friend.
Jillian Effin Harris.
Hey, Jillian Effin Harris, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Take
see
care,
ya.
Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.